And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of November, 2024. November 23rd is the Western Feast Day for St. Clement of Alexandria. Clement of Alexandria, originally named Titus Flavius Clemens, lived from approximately 150 to 215 AD. St. Clement was a Greek Christian theologian, head of the catechetical school at Alexandria, and teacher of Origen. Clement wrote, quote, "It is far better to be happy than to have your bodies act as graveyards for animals." Accordingly, the apostle Matthew partook of seeds, nuts, and vegetables without flesh, end quote. One of the earliest Christian documents is the Clementine Homilies, a second century work purportedly based on the teachings of St. Peter. Homily 12 states, quote, "The unnatural eating of flesh meats is as polluting as the heathen worship of devils, with its sacrifices and its impure feasts. Through participation in it, a man becomes a fellow eater with devils," end quote. Clement of Alexandria described how hedonistically eating meat corrupts the moral principles of man. Meat makes a civilized man turn into a beast. He saw meat as a component that contributes to the overall gluttony of man. Meat has a moral function to Clement, and the abstinence of eating meat becomes a civil obligation. The saint taught that meat exposes the bodily passions and prevents us from drawing to God. So celebrate St. Clement of Alexandria today with a vegan feast. Today is also National Cashew Day. The name cashew comes from the Tupian word acaju, which means nut that produces itself. Cashews, unlike other nuts, grow like tails out of the bottom of cashew apples. Their trees are generally huge, but Natal, Rio Grande do Norte, Brazil, is home to the world's largest cashew tree, which covers more than 81,000 square feet, almost 70 times the size of a regular one. The outer covering of the cashew nut contains an acid that causes skin irritation, which is why when Europeans first discovered cashews in Brazil in 1558, they thought they were inedible. The Tupi Indians, a local tribe, showed the Portuguese the value of the actual seed, which they had discovered while watching the local capuchin monkeys. They trained the Portuguese to roast the seeds to get the irritant off. The Portuguese were such fans of the nut that their missionaries brought cashews to Goa, India in 1560. The Indian climate proved perfect to grow them, and cashews took the country by storm. Indians even discovered healing properties within the nut, adding to its popularity. Cashews spread rapidly through Southeast Asia and Africa and became essential parts of their food and commerce. The demand for cashews spiked by 1941 in the United States, and over 22,000 tons were imported from India annually. Research has shown that these nuts are effective antidepressants. They are rich in minerals and vitamins and a perfect ingredient for soups, stews, stir fries, and desserts, especially in Latin American and Asian cuisine. Cashews are near and dear to vegans as they are easily made into cashew cream and cashew milk, which are great for baking, making dressings, and drinking. And here's a hymn for today written by St. Clement of Alexandria. Hymn to Christ. O thou, the King of saints, all-conquering Word, Son of the Highest, wisdom's fount and Lord, the prop that doth uphold through toil and pain, the joy of ages through immortal reign, yet born of mortal flesh for life's brief span, O Savior Jesus, Shepherd, Husbandman, helm thou to guide and bridle to restrain, wing of the holy flock that heaven would gain, catcher of men from evil's whelming sea, the holy fishes saved that are to be drawn from the billowy deep with sweetest lure of life that shall forevermore endure. O holiest shepherd of enlightened sheep, lead thou thy flock the upward heavenly steep. O King of holy children, lead the way, and pure may they both follow and obey. Thou art, O Christ, the living heavenly way, the ever-flowing word, unchanging day, eternal light and mercy's healthful spring, the perfecter of every virtuous thing. Hymn to Christ by St. Clement of Alexandria. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to feast on plants.